It's 20 degrees and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier. A soldier at CFB Trenton has been charged with possession of child pornography. A member of the military at CFB Trenton has been charged with one count of possession of child pornography. The charge against Corporal Mario Desroches was laid by the Canadian Forces National Investigation Service under the National Defense Act. A court-martial hearing will be held October 31st in Trenton. No information was released about any material seized, other than the alleged offense did not involve the use of military computer or equipment. Desroches, aerospace control operator, has been a member of the Canadian Forces for 20 years. He is employed as an assistant air coordinator with the Joint Rescue Coordination Center. Belleville police are hoping for the public's help in finding a missing man. 73-year-old Bill Deschain went missing yesterday afternoon from the Belleville Street East and Bleecker area. He was then allegedly seen near the boat launch at Keegan Parkway at about 6 p.m. Deschain is described as 5'5", 140 pounds, gray hair, and a thin mustache. He has no teeth. He was last seen wearing jeans and a striped beige shirt and striped jacket. Belleville Fire assisted police in a search overnight, but the man still hasn't been located. Anyone with any information is urged to call Belleville Police. Residents of Prince Edward Hastings will get the chance to cast an early ballot today. An advance poll for the upcoming provincial election will be held today from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. tonight at Loyalist College's Residences Common Building. Not only will staff and students be able to vote, but anyone who is a resident of Prince Edward Hastings can also take part as long as they have photo ID. The provincial election is October 6th, a week from tomorrow. Nurses and other health professionals at 10 of Ontario's 14 community care access centers have been given their union strike mandate. The more than 3,000 workers represented by the Ontario Nurses Association include case managers, placement coordinators, and nurse practitioners. If mediation that's set to begin today fails, the workers could hit the picket lines on October 3rd. Issues include workload, sick leave, wages, and access to personal protective equipment. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty went on the attack against Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak during last night's televised leaders' debate. McGuinty got a rise out of Hudak when he lashed out at the Tory leader for attacking a tax credit to help new Canadians get jobs.
He called Canadian citizens foreigners.
Oh, hold on
I've
a second
a
here. No, Dalton, you know
I've
that's not true.
I've got
that's
a different approach.
True.
I think
you know
it's really important for us in here in Ontario to embrace globalization and to understand who we are. I've got to tell you, I'm not comfortable
with
his artificial divisions.
Well, hold on a second. No, let's hold on a second here.
Foreign
about what the
students,
reality was.
Okay, foreign multinationals
was,
and foreigners.
Point made. Let's go.
NDP leader Andrea Horwath complained voters were the losers when McGuinty and Hudak attacked each other and ignored the real issues. Police are asking for public's assistance after a robbery yesterday afternoon. At 12:37 p.m., police were called to a residence on Moira Street East and Station Street. There were complaints of mischief on local vehicles. An unknown person spray painted the vehicles orange between midnight and 7 a.m. Any information is to ask to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers at 613-969-8477. Police are investigating two different break-and-enters yesterday. The first was a little after 9 a.m. at a residence on James Street. The culprits stole cash, food, and medication. The second, police responded to a residence in the 100 block of Sydney Street at 8:45 p.m. The thief forced entry through a window, and it is currently unknown what he or she took. An ex-boyfriend got a good surprise when he tried to break down a door with a baseball bat. Queenie West OPP visited a residence on Radisky Street in Trenton after they received a call that an ex-boyfriend was threatening to come over with a bat. When the ex-boyfriend made it to the door with the bat in hand, he was greeted by the OPP. A 33-year-old Brockville man was arrested and charged with uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm and possession of a weapon for dangerous purposes. He was held for bail and will attend a court in Belleville today. An argument over who is going to feed their child turns into four counts of assault. Central Hastings OPP were dispatched to a residence in Marmara where a young couple had argued over who was going to feed their infant child. The man headbutted the female in the face and pushed her, causing her almost to fall. An investigation by OPP revealed that there were three other assaults in a two-week period. A 22-year-old Marmaran was charged with four counts of assault and is being held for a bail hearing in Belleville Provincial Court this afternoon. Those who are forced from their homes are expected to return home today in Colborne. Forced from their homes by natural gas line puncture north of Colborne yesterday are expected home later today. A local contractor accidentally cut a 2-inch natural gas line at the intersection of County Road 25 and Telephone Road in Camhi Township yesterday afternoon. Both roads are still closed while repairs are done until late this morning. Motorists are asked to stay clear of the area. Several residents from three homes within half a kilometer of the leak were moved elsewhere and will have to wait to get the all clear before they can return. There's criticism of Iran over September 11th attacks, but reporter Tom Rivers tells us it's from an unusual corner.
The mysterious September 11th incident.
Last week at the UN, Iranian President Ahmadinejad, through a translator, suggested 9/11 was really an inside job. Ridiculous, says al-Qaeda through the English language magazine Inspire. Their message to him, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theories. The author of the article claims Iran sees itself as a rival to al-Qaeda when it comes to anti-Americanism and is just jealous. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1207. Miller Reynolds has sports next.
At McDonald's, we don't say good morning, we say great morning. We also say Egg McMuffin, Canada Grade A egg. Freshly cracked, so delicious. Give me one now, and seriously, I want one now. Seriously, now. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X Sports. There will be no local hockey games tonight, but tomorrow we'll have four matchups. The Belleville Bulls will head to Peterborough to take on the Liflock Stars at 7:05. The Kingston Voyageurs will hit the ice against the Whippy Fury at 7 p.m. in the Invista Center. The Burlington Cougars will head to the Brampton Memorial Arena to take on the Brampton Capitals at 7:30. And the Amherst View Jets will clash with the Picton Pirates, also at 7:30, in the Prince Edward Community Center. In the NHL tonight, there will be five preseason games. Washington will travel to Nashville, games starting at 8 p.m. Carolina will take on Winnipeg at 8:30. Detroit will head off against Chicago, also at 8:30. Los Angeles will take the ice against Colorado at 9, and Vancouver will square off against Anaheim at 10. Former New York Jets quarterback Joe Namath told a New York radio station Monday that this year's Jets team may not be putting in the proper preparation before games. Jets head coach Rex Ryan quickly responded, saying Namath doesn't know what goes on behind closed doors.
He doesn't know our team. You know, he's out. He's on the outside. You know, even though he's a Jet, and once you're a Jet, you're always a Jet, but he's on the outside. He's not in these meetings. I think if he was, he'd be shocked at the preparation.
Derek Lowe had another miserable outing, surrendering five runs in four-plus innings as the Philadelphia Phillies cruised to a 7-1 victory last night. Lowe says he's disappointed he didn't come through, but the Braves can still make the playoffs in the final game of the season.
As much as, you know, I've let, you know, everybody down in here, again, come tomorrow, you know, this isn't about, you know, my terrible year. This is about, you know, getting this organization in the playoffs.
The Braves lost their fourth in a row and eighth in 11 games. Following the departure of Ilya Brizgalov and Ed Jovanovski, Coyotes captain Shane Doan says their young players will have to do their best to fill the void.
Obviously, we lost some key guys, losing Briz and Jovo, but getting a guy like Damon Lankow and Mike Smith and bringing in Gordon and Torres and some of the other guys that we got in here. We expect our young guys to step up and be better. Bodker and Tikhonov and Ekman Larson. Those guys have to step up and play big roles. If that doesn't happen, we're in trouble, but we think we're okay.
Red Sox closer Jonathan Papelbon says his team needs to get used to the tension-filled atmosphere.
That's just the way the season's going to be. That's just the way it's going to be throughout the postseason. That's the way tomorrow's going to be. And that's the way the final game against Tampa is going to be. Because I expect Tampa to win tomorrow, and I expect us to win tomorrow.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x weather.
Today, showers ending this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. Risk of thunderstorm early this morning, high 22. Tonight, showers low 16. Thursday, mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers early in the morning, 40% chance of showers late in the afternoon and in the evening, high 20. At 12:10, it's 20 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's.